The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ.
As I was reading through the scripture readings for today, the theme of fate kept coming to my mind. People living their lives by assuming that they have been put on a path, destined to a certain career or married to a specific person. And the first reading is the one that really kept bringing this to mind. We heard from today's first reading from Isaiah. "Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb." The prophet Isaiah acknowledges that he was destined to be God's servant, even before he was born. Now the word fate comes from a Latin word, fatum, that means what has been spoken. And I think that's a very appropriate definition, because the Lord's words have power. And in fact, that passage I just read to you from Isaiah, "Now the Lord has spoken." So by the Lord speaking, Isaiah was designated as his servant, his prophet. And in fact, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, is also referred to as the Logos, the Word made flesh. So the first thing we need to realize is that God does have a plan for each of us. But he also created us in his image and likeness. And one of the ways that he did that was to give us free will. It's an incredible power. And it even extends to the fact that we can choose to embrace God's plan for us and live it to the fullest extent, or we can choose to turn our back on it and ignore it. As I shared with you before, I was educated and worked as an electrical engineer before I became a priest. Since the early days of high school, I knew that was my destiny. And I accomplished it, graduated, and worked at it for some 10 years. Now, once I accepted the call to enter the priesthood, I have to admit becoming frustrated with myself, as I thought about nearly 15 years of my life that I had wasted pursuing and working as an engineer. But eventually I realized I was not ready, either coming out of high school, college, or even in my early 20s, to make such a lifelong decision. So was I ignoring God's plan for me by not pursuing the priesthood all along? Or was I following God's plan by first becoming an engineer, recognizing my skills, and then later becoming a priest? Well, I feel the second is much more likely. I don't know for sure. But all I can say is that I now know that I am following God's plan. And that has brought me a great deal of fulfillment. It's never too early or too late in life to seek out God's plan. Some people take nearly a whole lifetime, while others know at a very early age the plan that God has for them. We must ask for guidance, but then we must also ask for strength. Strength to agree to the part that he asks us to play in his great plan of salvation. We saw an example of this in our gospel reading today. John the Baptist accepted his role as the forerunner. He preached his message of repentance. He baptized in the Jordan River. But then, when the Messiah was revealed to him, he slowly backed away from center stage and allowed the Messiah to take over and begin his ministry. John the Baptist knew that was the role that God had for them, and he accepted it and played it well. But also this week, I recall that there's some 60 million unborn babies whose lives were extinguished from abortion. These children never had the opportunity to exercise their free will. Those children never had the opportunity to embrace their roles in God's plan of salvation. We have lost mothers and fathers, doctors and nurses, first responders, ministers, priests, nuns, even engineers to this tragedy. On Wednesday, January 22nd, on the 47th anniversary of that Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, I will lead a school prayer service here with our students, praying for a greater respect of life. I have no idea what role each of those children are eventually being called to play in God's plan of salvation, but they will have the opportunity to discern it and to accept that plan because they first were given the gift of life. And so we pray. We pray for the continued conversion of hearts so that people will embrace God's precious gift of human life and endeavor to protect it at all stages. But we also pray that people will discern God's plan for them. And also pray to the Holy Spirit for the strength to embrace that plan and live it to its fullest. This is truly the way to fulfillment, true fulfillment. This is truly the way that God allows his great plan of salvation to continue to move forward until the day when we all join him for all eternity in heaven.